the 2016 teaching series in Canada, Meditation on the Prajnaparamita Heart Sutra. Speaker, Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website, www.luminouswisdom.org.
各位法师，各位佛友，大家晚上好。
Good evening, all Dharma teachers and Dharma friends.
我们现在开始讲今天的课，首先请大家发菩提心。
We are going to begin with tonight's teaching now. Before we do so, everybody, please make an aspiration of bodhicitta.
菩提心，我们昨天已经给大家介绍过了，所以就不需要再讲。但是简单的说，我们就是为了让天下所有的众生离苦得乐。我要为了达到这个目标，我要成佛，为了成佛。 我今天听这个课，然后就修心，总有一天这样子一定会成佛的。那么成佛的时候呢，我去帮助众生，这样子的心缘叫做菩提心。As
for bodhicitta, we talked about it last night, so it's not necessary to go over it in length again. But very simply, bodhicitta is the vow to bring all beings, to see all beings enjoy happiness and be free from suffering. And in order to bring this goal about, we vow to attain Buddhahood first ourselves. And it's in order to achieve Buddhahood that we listen to tonight's teaching and in general undertake our practice. And by doing these things, eventually there will be a day when we attain Buddhahood. And when we reach this day, we will go about assisting other beings. So this is the vow or motivation of bodhicitta.
好，接下来我们讲今天的这个主体的内容。那么我们根据昨天的课的内容继续讲空心。那我们昨天呢，就是讲过我们在这个心经里面就有一句话，就是色即是空，空即是色。 然后这个里面的色，意思是什么呢？比如说我们的眼睛所看到的，然后我们所听到的，然后我们闻到的，然后我们就是接触到的这些我们的五个感官所接触到的所谓的外面的世界，物质世界叫做色。 佛教里面的色，就是我们五种感官可以接触到的外面的世界，叫做色。
So we are going to go on now with the main topic of tonight's teaching. And what we are talking about this evening is a continuation of yesterday's teaching. That is, we are looking at emptiness. In particular, in the Heart Sutra, the two lines, form, emptiness is form, and form is emptiness. In these two lines, the form that is referred to here includes all that we see with our eyes, what we hear with our ears, what we smell, what we're able to touch. In short, all that our five sense faculties are able to perceive about the external world around us is form.
好，这样子，空心，什么叫做空心呢？我们有一部分的人就是把空心理解为一无所有。那么一无所有这样子以后呢？ 我们佛教一方面就是讲这个因果轮回，还有就是鼓励我们去学佛修心，这样子总有一天我们可以成佛。成佛了以后呢，我们可以帮助人。那然后另外一方面呢， 就是讲一切都是不存在的一切都是虚幻的，都是虚拟的，都是不真实的就是这样子。以后呢，我们这两个就是表面上看起来就是似乎是矛盾那么既然我也不存在那么众生也不存在，这样子的话，那我为什么还要去学佛呢我为什么发菩提心呢？给谁发菩提心呢？给谁发这个慈悲心等等有很多的这样子的疑问。所以我们讲空心的同时，大家别忘了另外的两个字叫做缘起，缘起心空。
As to what is emptiness, some people are of the view that emptiness means nothingness, nothing at all. On the one hand, Buddhism talks about karmic cause and effect, talks about rebirth. The teachings encourage us to study, to generate bodhicitta, to practice, to attain Buddhahood so that we can help others. On the other hand, the teachings say that nothing in fact exists, that phenomena are not real, they're illusory. On the surface, these two perspectives appear to be contradictory. That is, well, if I don't exist and others don't exist, then why is it necessary that I practice Buddhism? And why is it necessary that I generate bodhicitta? If no one exists, then to whom am I generating bodhicitta? Many people have doubts of this nature. So, because of this, we have to bear in mind when we're learning about emptiness that it's important not to forget dependent origination.
就像我们做梦那我们任何人都不会说我没有做过梦我们都会说我做了梦。但是呢，我们所有人知道这个我在梦里面我所看到的这一切虽然是我看到了，虽然是我感受到了就像我们在现实生活当中一样就是我的这个感官就是接受到了梦里面的这些信息，然后呢，我们的意识也就是通过这个感官传递给他的信息，然后梦里面呢也可以去推理、判断、思考，那这一切都可以做谁也不会说我们做梦的时候没有做过这些事情，有这个明明我们都感觉到了但是梦我们大家都知道是假的梦是假的，虚幻的。所谓的虚幻的意思呢，并不是说一无所有就是这些显象是有的，存在的，但是呢它没有真实性都是虚幻的，都是假的。那同样的，我们这个现实生活也是一样，讲空性的时候呢就是说这个时节也就像梦里面一样这个有是虚幻的，是假的但是虚幻的这个时节没有说不存在，这个虚幻的时节是存在的，我们的感官可以感受得到。但是呢，我们感官感受到的这个世界实际上它是没有真实性的，它是虚幻的。所以这样子这两个就是不矛盾。
So in terms of a dream, everybody knows what it's like to have a dream. No one would claim that they've not had the experience of a dream before. So in our dream, we see things, we hear things, we feel things, and our five senses experience our dream state, and then transmit their data or information to our mind. So in our dream, it's possible for us to think, to analyze, to evaluate, etc. No one would claim not to have had experience of this before. However, everyone knows that a dream is not real. It's illusory. But in saying that it's illusory, it's not being claimed that our dream is nothing. Of course, phenomena does exist, and it's the same with our everyday lives as well. Even though they are like a dream, illusory in nature, just because they are illusory, doesn't mean that they don't exist. They are able to be perceived. It's just that what is perceived is not inherently real, it's illusory. So we can see then that there's not, in fact, a contradiction between these two points of view.
那么我们现在有机会来学习空心，然后有机会修空心那么这个意味着什么？对我们来说，这是意味着什么呢？就是意味着我们很快就要从这个轮回当中要走出去了为什么这么讲？这个就是般若经昨天我们讲的般若经里面呢，佛释迦牟尼佛亲口讲了一个比喻有一个比喻，那这个比喻就是说，比如说有一个人在一个很大的原始森林当中迷路了那么迷路了以后呢，他就在这个原始森林当中走了很长很长时间走了很长时间都走不出去然后走了很长时间以后呢，有一天他就遇到了一些放牧的小孩牧童，他遇到了一些牧童但是他还是没有走出去，但是他遇到了几个放牧的小孩那么他遇到了几个放牧的小孩，这个对他来说意味着什么呢？这就是说对他来说很快就要结束他的这个迷路因为放牧的也就是说他对他来说这个意味着他很快就要从这个原始森林当中要出去了为什么这么说呢？因为放牧他们一般都不会到这个原始森林的中间去放牧，放牧一般都就在这个森林的边缘上放牧，所以现在他遇到了这几个小孩，这说明他很快就要出去了。同样的这个六道轮回就像一个原始森林一样，然后我们每一个人就在这个原始森林里面呢迷路了几百万年、几千万年、几亿年，我们一直都在这个原始森林当中走来走去迷路了从来都没有走到这个边缘上，从来都没有走出去过那么现在我们能够听这个般若听般若波罗蜜多的空心这个就像这些牧童一样，那我们现在遇到了这个般若经空心虽然我们当下还没有这个证悟，也许一年两年我们也不会证悟，也许但是呢这个我们已经来到了这个轮回的边缘上如果再努力一点的话，那就可以很快就可以出去了。所以对我们来说，听这个般若空心是一个非常有意义的事情。
The fact that we have the opportunity to learn about emptiness and to practice emptiness, in fact, is a sign that we are very quickly going to be free from cyclic existence. And the reason for this is, it is said in the Prajnaparamita Sutra, the Buddha, in fact, gives a metaphor for this. He tells a story of a person who gets lost in a virgin forest and wanders for an extremely long period of time in the forest, not able to find his way out. Then after wandering for a very long time, this person encounters several young shepherd boys. And this indicates that the person very quickly will soon be able to find his way out of the forest. And why is this the case? The reason is because shepherds in general don't go to the middle of a forest to herd their flocks. They tend to remain on the edges of the forest. So therefore, the lost person encountering the shepherds, this indicates that quickly they are going to be able to leave the forest. And cyclic existence is like a forest, and we beings have been lost in it, wandering back and forth for millions of years. We've never made it to the margins or to the edges of cyclic existence. However, now that we are able to hear the perfection of wisdom, now that we're able to learn about emptiness, though we may not immediately be enlightened, we've certainly reached the edges of cyclic existence, and with some diligence, we will be able to quickly leave. So this is a very meaningful thing indeed.
还有，佛经里面讲，比如说一条蛇啊，就他就把他的咬脖啊砍断啊，那么这样子以后呢，他虽然现在还没有死啊，但是啊不能走，不能往前走啊。那同样的，我们学了这个般若空心啊，虽然还没有证悟啊，但是呢，就是有一点点啊，就是这个了解啊，稍微有一点点了解。但是现在不是很相信啊，半信半疑啊。那如果这样子的话啊，就是虽然是我们没有证悟，也没有完全的相信，也没有完全了解啊，这是一个半信半疑而已啊。我们想，可能也许这个世界是佛教这样的那样子啊，空性。也许我们真的啊，在做另外一种梦。就像我们晚上做梦的时候呢，我们做梦的时候根本就不知道，我们以为是真实的，醒过来了以后才发现原来不是真实。同样的，我们有可能我们现在也在做另外一种稍微更大一点的梦啊，也许是这样子啊，也许，但他没有说一定是这样子，他说也许是这样子啊。那么这样子以后呢，如果有一点这样子的这个了解，这样子的话，那就是我们的轮回从此以后就受到了这个轮回的动力受到了很大的打击破坏，所以呢这个动力现在这个力量就会一定会开始下降，不能让我们推到这个轮回当中一直辗转不息。所以这个听空心这个真的是非常非常有意义的我们平时烧香拜佛诵经磕头做很多很多的善事，当然都是非常好的我们不能说这些都是没有意义，都有意义的。但是呢没有一个是没有一个是比这个学空心修空心更有利更有利。所以学空心我们是很有福报有福报，这一次是有福报的，这一次我们是非常的幸运的就是因为我们大家都有机会接触般若空心这个大家不要以为这是一个很容易的事情，因为我们不了解我们的过去是什么我们过去做了什么善事我们不了解我们过去了心善积德这个果报现在成熟，所以我们今天有这个学空心的这个机会，所以这个机会不能错过一旦有这样子机会的话，那我们应该深入的去学习，然后呢学习了以后呢还要去大做消化，这样子才能够起到作用。
So the fact that we have the opportunity to hear the perfection of wisdom and to have some small amount of understanding about it, this is something that is very significant. So even though we might not completely understand emptiness, even though we might not completely yet have conviction in emptiness, even though we might be in a state of half believing and half not quite believing, even though we are not yet enlightened, nevertheless, it's having some understanding leads us to entertain the possibility that perhaps the world is not just as we thought it to be. So, for example, when in terms of a dream, we know when we have woke up from the dream that we were in a dream. So it's possible now that we might entertain the possibility that in our everyday lives we are dreaming a bigger kind of dream. And in entertaining this possibility, the force that propels us in cyclic existence takes a very big setback. This entertaining of a possibility that the world isn't like what we thought it to be is very harmful to the energy or the force that keeps us spinning in cyclic existence. So to be able to listen to teachings on emptiness is very important. Generally, we do a lot of recitation of sutras, incense offerings, prostrations, etc. And of course, these are good and beneficial. However, there is nothing that can be more beneficial to us than hearing teachings on emptiness. So the fact that we have this opportunity to do so now is the is really great karmic fortune on our part to have encountered the perfection of wisdom and emptiness. No one should think that this is something that is easily come by. Although we can't know what positive actions we engaged in the past, it is sure that having this opportunity to listen to emptiness is a ripening of past positive karmic fruits. So now that we have this opportunity, we can't afford to lose it. It's very necessary that we study, we learn about emptiness, and we practice, we internalize it through meditation, and only then will the teaching be of use to us.
好，接下来我们就讲这个色即是空啊。首先，我们看这个我们看到的这个物质世界啊，我们的多数的烦恼就是我们看到的这些啊物质世界当中。产生的，因为我们眼睛看到了，然后呢，我们的内心当中就产生了各种各样的想法，然后这些想法就导致了各种各样的这个烦恼。所以首先我们要看一下这个物质世界到底存不存在首先请大家看这本书那这本书是它的颜色是蓝色，然后它的形状是一个四方形那么除了这两个这个以外，它有没有别的什么叫做一本书除了这个颜色，然后它的形状三维空间的这个形状除了这个以外，还有没有什么书？没有。那就是一本书这个物质不仅仅是一本书，任何一个物质，我们的视觉当中的物质除了颜色，除了形状这两个以外，没有。有没有？大家想一想，没有，除了这两个以外没有别的。如果有的话，大家想想，除了这两个以外还有什么？
We are now going to move on to consider the line in the Heart Sutra that form is emptiness. So we need to turn to the material world, since the majority of our suffering arises here. First, our eyes perceive things. This leads to our mind to give rise to all kinds of thoughts, and then these thoughts give rise to afflictions. So the first thing that we really need to consider is whether the material world exists or not. Everyone, please take a look at this book here. It's blue and it's square. Does it have any other attributes in addition to these, aside from its color and its shape? No, it's just a book. Any object aside from its color and shape doesn't have any other attributes, or does it? Can anyone think of any other attributes of this book aside from its color and shape?
好，这样子，我们啊，所有人的想法啊，先天就是这样子。我们看到什么，然后我们认为它就是它的真相。所以我们就是看到了一个蓝色的这个封面啊，那我们就觉得这个蓝色是这本书的颜色啊，那这本书就是蓝色的啊，我们一直都这么认为。然后这个长方，这个四方形啊，这个形状，我们认为它就是它的形状啊，因为这本书它有颜色，它有形状。所以我们认为它就是一个真实的东西。
So all people everywhere think like this. Whatever we see, we regard it to be true. So this book with its blue cover, we regard the blue cover to be the color of the book. We regard the rectangular shape of the book to be its shape. And because it has a shape and because it has a color, we regard it to be real.
好，这样子以后呢，我们现在了解一下这本书到底存不存在。这个不需要佛教讲的那么深奥的道理啊，现代科学、物理学也完全的证明啊，我们这个两个，我们刚才讲的两个想法都是错误。第一个，这本书它不是蓝色的，第二，这本书它不是啊，这本书它不是四方形的。这两个我们的观点都是错的。
So does this book exist or not? In order to answer this, it's not necessary that we need to make resort to any kind of very profound Buddhist doctrine. In fact, contemporary physics clearly proves to us that both of these attributes of the book don't exist. It's neither blue, nor is it rectangular in shape. So both of our ideas about the book in this regard are mistaken.
那么这本书不是蓝色，蓝色不是这本书的颜色那到底是谁的颜色呢？就是科学家告诉我们，这个世界上没有所谓的颜色，颜色这个世界上不存在的那么就是说，这个世界是没有颜色的我们的衣服，然后我们周边看到的所有的东西，都是没有颜色那么没有颜色，那我们为什么看到一个有颜色的呢？有各种各样的颜色呢？然后就是说，所有的颜色是我们自己的大脑里面的画面。当然，佛教不会说是大脑里面的画面，佛教就是说是我们自己的意识视觉当中的一个画面。佛教就是说是你自己的视觉当中的一个画面。然后科学家就是告诉我们，好，这本书是没有颜色，任何一个物质都是没有颜色，所有的这个颜色都是你自己的大脑里面的画面首先我们不谈它是大脑里面的还是视觉里面的，这个先不管首先我们看这个世界到底有没有颜色，为什么没有颜色，就是因为光就是大到这个所有的物体上，然后这个光的折射 啊，就是进入了我们的死亡魔啊，进入了我们的死亡魔，然后我们的死亡魔就是啊，就放一种电子到这个我们的大脑，然后我们的大脑里面呢，就是啊，就出现了一个画面，有颜色。啊，但是我们从来都不知道这是我们自己的大脑里面的东西啊。别人穿的这个衣服的颜色，这本书的颜色，我们永远都认为是外在的物质啊。我们从来都不认为是我自己的大脑里面。那但是现在我们啊就知道这本书是没有颜色的啊，颜色就在我自己的大脑里面啊。那这就是佛教啊。很早以前就讲过佛教的这个啊中观就讲啊，物质是颜色和形状叫做物质啊，然后这个颜色和形状这两个都是一个，只不过就是一个晚上做梦的时候梦到的啊这些东西一样啊，这是一个我们自己眼视觉当中的一个画面而已，实际上它是没有真实的。
So if this book is not blue, then what is blue? Where is blue? Scientists tell us that there is no blue, that it doesn't exist anywhere in the world, that colors don't exist. So our clothes, everything around us, there are no colors that reside in these objects. But if this is the case, why is it that we see so many colors around us?Well, we know that these colors are in fact just an image that is produced in our brain. Of course, Buddhism doesn't use this language, say that it is an image in our brain. Rather, Buddhism talks about an image that is produced by our senses. However, regardless of what language we use to describe it,we can understand that there are no colors that exist in the external world. What takes place is light reflects off the surface of an object and then is refracted to our eyes. Our eye optical nerve then sends a signal to our brain, and then this produces an image of color in our brains.So we've always believed that color resides in, for example, our clothes and not in our brain. However, now we understand that this is not the case, that color is an image that is produced in our brain. This is something that Buddhism has known and described for many, many years ago. For example, in the Madhyamaka teachings, matter or form that is referring to shape and color is described as like objects in a dream, only an image in our minds, not real.
好，这样子，这个道理啊，可能很多人也许很早以前就知道啊。但是呢，我们没有那么的重视啊。它给我们透露了一个非常非常重要的信息，但是我们可能没有联想到其他问题啊。也许我们读中学的时候就学过这个啊，听说过这个道理，但是我们没有去联想到其他的问题啊，也就是。没有把它当一个很重要的问题来看，其实这个就是一个非常重要的事情啊，这个就是把我们的很多的一个常识啊颠覆了啊，颠覆了，这跟我们的常识是一个很大的这个冲突啊。那么我们现在啊，我们知道这些颜色都是在我们的大脑里面啊，但是我们还是很喜欢这些颜色呀。啊，我们买衣服的时候呢，还是非常的挑剔啊，非常的挑剔。虽然我们理论上知道了这个就在衣服的颜色不在外面，在我的大脑里面啊，但是我们还是喜欢啊，还是喜欢这个颜色啊。科学家啊，他们就是啊，知道这个道理啊。 但是呢他们也喜欢在现实生活当中他们也喜欢这个颜色。在实验室里面他们发现这个颜色不是它不在这个物质世界当中而在我们的大脑里面。但是回到生活当中的时候呢它同样还是喜欢颜色。那么这个是为什么我们要去思考一下。
Maybe many people have understood this principle for a very long time. Maybe it's something that everyone learned in middle school. However, it's probably not something that many people have paid much attention to. In actual fact, what this tells us is extremely important information.However, up until now, even though we might have understood this underlying principle, we haven't connected it to other aspects of our life. And this principle or this finding is capable of overturning and completely undermining our conventional understanding of the world.Nevertheless, even though we understand that color is an image that is produced in the brain, it doesn't exist in the external world, we still feel very fussy about colors. We're very fussy about the colors of the clothes we buy. We like colors very much.And same too with scientists. Of course, they understand in principle that color doesn't exist in the outside world. It's produced in our brain. But still, they, in their everyday lives, enjoy color very much. So in their laboratories, they understand that color is in the brain. However, when they return to their everyday lives, they like colors very much. So we need to really think about why this is the case.
好，请大家注意啊，这本书现在我放在我的衣服下面啊，那么它是不是蓝色的呢？它现在是蓝色吗
？Everybody, I'm going to put this book now in my clothes. Now that I've done so, is it still blue in color?
有，是蓝色，还是红色，还是什么颜色呢
？Is it blue or red or another color?
回答，请回答。啊？没有书。有啊，这不就书吗？
看不见。
看不见，但是书还在呀，在衣服下面。嗯。
It might not be possible to see the book, but it's still there.
它现在是不是蓝色啊
？Is it still blue?
不是蓝色。
No.
啊？那是什么颜色呢？啊
？What color is the book then?
没有颜色吗？啊、oh, ，那拉出来的时候开始有颜色是吧
？But when I take it out again, then it begins to have a color. Is this the case?
确定吗？大家是不是这样子
？Is everybody sure that this is the way it is？
有点不确定是吧
？Some people not quite so sure。
绝对是这样子。
It certainly is this way。
我们看到的时候，就是因为它发出来的光是有不同的频率，有这个光的这个波，光就是波的形式，波长不一样。有长有短，所以我们的视网膜，我们的眼睛里面呢，就出现了不同的颜色。那么它就是其中一个啊。把它放在衣服下面的时候呢，因为它不发光啊，所以它没有颜色啊。蓝色是因为它发光。光波不一样啊，光波有长短，所以我们的大脑里面产生了蓝色。现在看不见，等于就是它不发光啊，没有光。那么没有光， 那这个蓝色就是因为这个光的这个长短不一样啊。光本来它不是它自己没有颜色的，但是因为它的波有长有短，所以我们的大脑里面产生了一个这样子的颜色啊。那么它现在不发光的时候呢，怎么可能会有颜色呢？没有颜色的，衣服下面的书是没有颜色的。但是呢，我想我们在现实生活当中不会承认的啊，因为我们现在拉出来了以后呢，它还是蓝色啊，放进去了以后呢，我们觉得它应该还是蓝色，我们这么认为，但是它不是蓝色。
So, in fact, it is the different frequency of light waves, that is the different lengths of light waves that produce different, the image of or the impression of different colors in our minds. So, for example, when the book is in my clothes, it's not reflecting any light at all, so therefore it has no color. In fact, the color blue only comes about because the book is reflecting light off its surface. And when we can't see it, it's not reflecting any light. So if there is no light, then the book can't have a color. And so when the book is inside my clothes, it doesn't have a color. However, when we take it out, it's blue. And for this reason, everybody believes that it must still be blue when it is inside my clothes.
好，然后还有一个更严重的问题啊，我们看到的这本书是四方形的，当我们眼睛睁开眼睛看这个是四方形的那我们闭着眼睛的时候它是不是四方形的呢？大家想想。
So there's an even more serious problem than this. Let's consider the shape of the book that we see to be rectangular. If we close our eyes, is the shape of the book still rectangular?
回答，为什么不是呢？没有什么？
没有波了。
现在不是讲这个光啊，这个讲这个颜色啊，现在是讲这个它的形状那么现在它，比如说我把书放在前面，然后我闭着眼睛，或者是我们所有人闭着眼睛，那我们前面的书是不是四方形的呢？
So we're not talking about light in this case, we're talking about the shape of the book. So if we were to all close our eyes, then would the book still be rectangular in shape?
没有吧。
No.
大家觉得呢？是那另外一个，比如说我们现在大家都在这个房间里面我们看到的这些颜色然后呢我们所有人出去了以后这个房间里面，这个房子里面呢会变成什么样子呢？还是这些颜色，还是这些形状吗？我们所有人出去了以后呢，这瓶水还是这个形状吗？
So everyone in this room, all the colors that we see around us, if everyone were to leave the room, then what would the room be like? Would these colors and shapes still exist? Would this water still exist in the shape that it has?
是吗？
在我们概念里面还存在。
对，我们的概念里面它存在。
Still exists in our minds as a concept.
但是实际上呢，它是不是这个形状呢？我们所有人走出去了以后，它是不是这个形状呢？
不知道。
Does it still exist in this shape if we leave the room?
不知道是吧？
We don't know.
Possible
to put a camera in the room to look at the bottle of water after we walk out.
但是我们现实生活当中，我们生下来到现在，首先我们是不是认为我们出去的时候这瓶水还是长这个样子？我们是不是这么认为？对，这个就是我们的常识。好，现在我们遇到了一个问题，就是说我们全部走出去了以后呢，这瓶水不是这个样子。那是什么样子？对，对，说的对，那是什么样子？肯定要这样子去问。
So in terms of our ordinary lives, our conventional understanding is that the room remains the same after we leave it. However, now we have encountered the problem of whether or not this is the case.
为什么不是这个样子呢？啊，就是因为这瓶水的。啊，这个心状，或者是这本书的这个心状，它为什么长这样子的四方形呢？因为它的99.后面要加七个九啊，99.9999999啊，这个是我们的视觉创造出来的。所以我们没有人看的时候呢，没有人创造，所以它不是长方形，不是四方形。
So the reason that this is not the case is because in terms of this book, this rectangular shape, the reason that it has a rectangular shape is due in 99.999999% to the is due to our eye consciousness, our eye senses. So if there is not an eye to see this book, then it is also not able to create it.
为什么这么讲呢？比如说啊，我们点一支香啊，点一支香，然后不懂的时候呢？它就是一只响，就是一个亮点啊。然后我们慢慢的移动的时候呢，我们也看到就是有一个亮点慢慢的在移动啊。如果这个速度再快一点啊，再快一点的时候呢，然后我们看到的不是一个亮点在移动，而是一个环形的火光，这个大家都知道吧。这个叫什么呢？在佛教里面叫做旋火轮，旋转啊，对，旋转的旋，火车轮，就像一个旋转的火轮。
So it's like if we were to light a stick of incense and weren't to move it at all, then we would see its bright tip. And if we were to slowly circle it around, we would be able to see the tip slowly moving. However, if we were to speed up the pace with which we were circling the stick of incense, then we wouldn't see a bright spot anymore. It would appear to us as a ring of light or a ring of fire. This is referred to in Buddhism as a wheel of fire.
现在我们画一个圆圈，画一个圆圈，这个圆圈就有360度，然后呢我们点一支香，然后从零开始这样子移动的时候呢，实际上的东西呢只有在一个某一个度上面是它的位置，某一个度上面的这个火才是真实的，真实存在的。其他的360度上面的359度上面的这个环心的火轮实际上都是假的，都是不存在的。因为它速度快了以后呢，我们的眼睛识别不出来，在我们的眼里它就变成了一个环心的火轮，但是这里没有任何环心的东西，只有一个亮点。所以呢360度上面的只有一个位置上面的东西才是真实的，其他的359度上面的这个环心的东西是我们自己的错觉。
So if we were to draw a circle in the air like this, it would have 360 degrees. And if we were to then trace this circle with a stick of incense moving from 0 degree along the circumference of the circle, then there would be only 1 degree of the circle that the light would really exist at any one point. Everything or every other part of the circle aside from this 1 degree, that is all the other 359 degrees of the circle, the light that appears to exist in fact doesn't. It's illusory. It's because we are moving the stick of incense fast and our eyes are not able to distinguish between the points along the circle. So even though it appears to be a ring of fire or a ring of light, there is only 1 degree along the circumference of the circle where the light is real. Everything aside from this is just a mistaken perception.
好，那么大家想一想啊，比如说我们的这个一只翔，它高速运动的时候，如果周边没有任何人在看的话，那它会不会是一个环心的火轮呢？它会不会是一个环心呢？
So everyone, please consider this. This stick of incense, if we were to move it very rapidly, to circle it very rapidly, if there were no one to observe this, there were no one to see it, would it still appear as a ring of fire?
它是不是环心的呢？
Would it still appear as a ring of light?
它不是环心，它为什么不是环心的呢？
Why wouldn't it appear as a ring of light?
因为我们的眼睛当中产生了一个错觉，现在周边没有任何人在看，没有眼睛，所以就没有这个错觉，没有错觉的话，不会有这个环心的车轮一样的东西，是吧？好，那这样子我们这本书是分子构成的，然后分子就是原子构成的，然后什么是原子呢？原子核啊，原子核，比如说一个原子核，如果我们把它放大到一粒米啊这么大的话，那么整个的这个原子就像一个足球场那么大啊，那么除了中间的这个原子核以外， 像一个这么足球场这么大的这个东西啊，实际上呢是很多很多的电子在它们的轨道上高速运动的时候就产生的错觉啊，错觉就跟我们刚才的旋火轮完全是一个道理，一个原子，这是原子的核心啊，这是原子核。那原子，什么叫原子呢？电子和原子核的总称叫做原子啊。然后这个原子核的周边的这些电子在高速的运动，跟我们刚才讲的这个响是一样的啊。那么当它们高速运动的时候呢，然后就产生了一种错觉啊，这个错觉是我们刚才讲的这种旋火轮一样，是错误的。只有比如说这个错觉有一个足球场这么大的话，那么这个里面有真实的东西呢只有一粒米这么大，除了一粒米以外的一个整个的足球场这么大的东西呢都是错觉，都是错觉。就像我们刚才360度上面的一个度上面的啊，这个火才是对的，是真实的客观存在的，其他的359度上面没有客观存在的火，但是我们看到有啊，这叫做错觉。
So this book is made up of molecules, and if we were to enlarge them to a size of a soccer field, then we would be able to see that the only part which is in fact any kind of real substance is one millimeter in size, and that everything beyond this is just an illusion that is produced through electrons moving back and forth very rapidly. So this is to say, in an area, an enlarged area the size of a soccer field, that which is in fact real is very, very small, and the majority of the area is in fact just a mistaken perception. It's the same as with the ring of fire. There is only 1 degree on the circumference of the ring where the fire or the light really exists. Everything else is only illusory.
所以我们啊，任何人都没有去看这本书的时候呢，那这本书是没有办法它变成一个四方形的东西，根本就没有办法。为什么呢？这里面的绝大多数的就是错觉，因为有了错觉它就变成了一个四方形。那么我们所有的眼睛都离开它了，那么这个时候呢没有任何人的视觉参与啊，视觉的参与，没有视觉的参与，那么当然也不会有这个错觉，没有视觉就不会有错觉。那没有错觉，那这个就是不能称为四方形。所以我们所有人从这个屋子里面走出去的时候呢，那这里面的东西绝对不是我们现在看到的一样。这个佛教很早就在讲啊，然后呢科学也发现了这个问题。
So if there is no one to look at this book, then it's not possible for it to be rectangular. In fact, the majority of the rectangular shape of the book comes about through mistaken perception, and it's a result of this mistaken perception that the rectangular shape is produced. So with no eyes or no eye sense to participate in the viewing of the object, there is no mistaken perception, and without mistaken perception, it's not possible for the rectangular shape to exist. So therefore, we can understand that if everyone were to leave this room, then it would be very different from the way that we see it now. This is something that Buddhism has understood for a very long time, and science more recently has also come to discover.
好，这个叫做空心啊，佛教讲的空心就是这个。这个直烧是一个初步的空心啊，空心我们刚才讲了，它并不是一无所有啊，它有一个这样子的现象啊，这个现象是存在的，但是呢，这个现象它没有真实性，它就是一种错觉，所以这叫做，比如说我们看到的颜色。啊，它不存在，所以它是空心。然后我们看到的形状也是啊不存在，是我们自己的视觉创造出来的。这两个啊，这个颜色和形状，两个都是我们的自己的视觉创造出来的。所以佛教里面有一个俗语，这叫做什么呢？这叫做自现啊，自现就是。自己创造出来的现象叫做自显，比如说我们蒙里面的这个世界啊，蒙的世界是我们自己的大脑或者是我们的意识创造出来的一个世界啊，那这个世界是自己的现象啊，自己的现象是自己的感官创造出来的世界。那同样的，我们现在啊，至少我们这本书的绝大部分的东西是自己创造出来的，它不是啊。原来我们一直都认为物质是什么呢？物质是客观存在的，跟人的主观意识没有任何关系，客观存在的。但是现在发现没有一个是跟人的感官不这个跟人的视觉、跟人的精神世界。完全可以脱离而存在的物质，没有这样子的物质，都是我们的这个视觉、我们的听觉创造出来的。然后我们的视觉和这个听觉是什么呢？就是我们的精神世界的一部分。所以啊，现在我们找不到一个这个独立存在的一个物质，都是我们的感官创造出来的。至少大部分、绝大部分它的。这个成分，它的绝大部分就是我们的视觉创造出来。
So, this is emptiness. This is what emptiness means, or at least this is an initial understanding of emptiness. So, emptiness, as we can see, doesn't mean nothingness or nothing. Phenomena, appearances,exist. However, it is that they are not real, that they're illusory. So we see color, but it doesn't really exist. We see shape, but shape is created by our senses, and so therefore it is empty. There is a word that we use in Buddhism, self-appearing or self-arising. The world, in fact, our phenomenal world is created by our minds. It's created by our senses. So this book, or the majority of what we see as this book, is created by our senses. Originally, to begin with, we felt that objects that matter objectively existed. We felt that objects and matter had existed with no connection whatsoever with our subjective consciousness. However, now we understand that, in fact, there is no material object that exists independent of our senses. Everything is created by our eyes or our ears or our other senses. Therefore, it's not possible for us to locate independently existing objects. The vast majority of that which we perceived is created by our own senses.
好，然后就是第二，我们的听到的声音啊，我们大家都认为声音是存在的。我们现在有人在说话，有人在听啊，因为有声音，所以我们可以讲，可以听这样子啊。那么我们也要去思考一下，比如说我们所有人从这个房间 走出去了以后啊，这个灯掉下来砸到这个地板上啊，那么它有没有声音呢？
So we're going to move on now to considering what we hear, sounds. We generally believe that because someone is speaking, therefore it's possible to, therefore we hear things. However, if we were all to leave this room and the light were to fall from the roof and crash on the floor, would it produce a sound?
大家想想有声音吗?
Would it have a sound?
没有声音。为什么没有声音呢?
Why wouldn't it have a sound?
啊?没有耳朵。
Because there are no ears.
没有人听就没有声音。
No one to hear it, so therefore no sound.
有声音。对啊,说得对。对。就是,怎么可能呢?怎么可能没有声音?
How is it possible that there would be no sound?
没有耳朵真的没有声音吗?
Is it really true? If there were no ears to hear it, there would be no sound.
那就是我闭着眼睛这个世界都不存在了。啊?是啊,就是没有看到,但是声音没有听到,但是应该有吧。还没有是吧?真的没有。那没有看到就 也没有,没有听到也就没有。是这样子吗?
So is it that if I didn't hear the sound, then it didn't exist?
啊，大家想想有还是没有？有，有声音。没有，好，不好意思啊，没有声音啊。为什么没有声音呢？佛教当然是很早以前讲，但是我们这个也是现代科学告诉我们的啊。什么叫做声音啊？所谓的声音，我们在现实生活当中，我们大家都以为人的声音，还有音乐的声音，等等等等，所有的声音，我们一直都认为它是存在的啊，没有人怀疑这一点，大家都认为有声音，没有声音我们怎么说话，怎么沟通呢？没有声音我们怎么去听音乐呢？怎么去唱歌呢？啊，等等，都是这样子，这个就是我们的一个常识。啊，但是呢，实际上啊，我们所有人走出去了以后呢，啊，这个灯掉下来砸到这个地板上的时候呢，实际上没有发出任何的声音啊，只不过就是在它的周边的这个空气里面呢，就产生了一个空气的压力波啊，那这也就是一个空气里面的一个压力波而已，它不是声音。那这个是不是声音呢？不是，这就是空气的一个不同的啊振动。波就是实际上就是空气啊。但是如果有人听的话，啊，这个空气压力波振动了我们的耳膜，然后在我们自己的大脑或者是我们的内心当中，我们的听觉当中呢，就产生了有一种感觉啊，有一种感受，然后这个感受我们很早很早以前人们啊叫它啊声音，叫它声音。但是这个声音是外面是不存在的，就在我们自己的内心当中，我们自己的意识当中，我们自己的听觉当中，实际上它也是不真实的，不是客观的。
So in actual fact, there would be no sound whatsoever. And why is this the case? Well, everyone tends to believe very much in their ordinary, in our ordinary lives that sound exists. If sound didn't exist, then how could we listen to music? How would we be able to speak, communicate, sing songs, etc.? The existence of sound is not something that anyone doubts in their everyday lives. This is common knowledge. However, the fact is that if a light were to crash to the ground when there was no one to hear it, there would be no sound whatsoever. All that would happen is that the light crashing to the ground would produce a pressure wave in the atmosphere. And if there were someone to hear this taking place, then this pressure wave would stimulate their ear and produce a kind of sensation. A very long time ago, this sensation or feeling was labeled sound. However, this sound is not something that exists in the outside world. It is a perception in our minds. It is not real. It is not truly existent.
然后第三啊，闻到香味也是一样啊，比如说一朵花。啊，它放射出来的这个化学的分子就触动了一下我们的鼻腔里面的这个感官接收器，然后稍微触动了一下，触动其他没有发生任何事情啊，就是一个化学分子触动了一下我们的鼻孔里面的某一个部位。那这个时候呢，我们就产生了一种感觉，我们就这个感觉就叫做我们闻到了一个香味啊，仅此而已。实际上我们以为我们直接感受到了外面的世界，但是实际上就是除了这个以外，我们没有感受到什么。
So we've looked at what form that we see with our eyes. We've looked at form that we hear, sound, and now moving on to look at smell. In fact, this operates the same as sight and sound. A flower, when it releases a certain chemical substance, then causes our receptor in our nose to be stimulated, and then this produces a feeling or a sensation which we label smell. However, we have always tended to believe that we are directly experiencing a smell that resides in the external world, but this is not the case.
好，这样子以后呢，我们的五个感官啊都是一样，所有都是一样。我们刚才讲的这个化学的分子，然后又可以把它分解，它是原子，然后有原子里面的我们刚才讲的99.9999%都是又是假的，又是虚拟的。然后这个原子的原子核最最最小的部分呢，然后又可以再分，然后再分了以后呢，就是到了就有一个叫做基本的粒子。以前大家都认为这个是物质的最小的单位，但是后来呢这个所谓的基本的粒子也不是物质的最小的单位，它也是一种错觉。那么这样子以后呢，连这么最基本的单位都是错觉了，那现在到底什么是不是错觉呢？什么是真实的呢？比如说我们用一个这个劣质的用一个假的砖头砌了一个墙，那么这个墙里面的每一个砖头都是假的都是不真实的，那么这样子的话，这个整个这个墙都是不真实的，因为它每一个砖头都不真实的呀，所以呢这个墙也不可能是真实的。同样的，我们的物质的最基本的单位都是错觉都是假的虚拟的，那这样子，那么这个基本的单位构成的其他的物质，那当然都是假的，因为它是很多很多这个细微的虚拟的东西构成的那么最后呢，它也是从我们的眼睛看，它很像是一个真实的东西，但是呢实际上它也是不真实。所以这样子以后呢，我们现在不知道 什么是真实的物质，我们还现在找不到真实的物质，尤其是我们的感官更加的找不到，我们看到的都是错觉。
So all of our five sense faculties operate in exactly the same way. So we've looked before at the fact that, well, with the flower, the scent, the chemical substance that is released is comprised of molecules. And if we break the molecule down to its smallest basic particles, we can see that, in fact, as we just mentioned, that the vast majority is, in fact, illusory substance, or is an illusion, is not real. The smallest possible unit of matter was originally believed to be the basic particle. However, this is no longer regarded to be the smallest possible unit. So we now, in fact, don't know what the smallest possible unit would be. So we could say it's like building a wall that we make out of fake bricks or false bricks. If every single brick that comprises the wall is false, then it is not possible for the wall as an entirety to be real. It must also be false too. So if matter at its most basic, smallest unit is false, is illusory, then the larger objects that it comprises must also be illusory too, despite the fact that they appear to us as real. In actual fact, they are not. So in actual fact, we really don't have a good understanding. We don't know what matter is real. And in fact, our senses know even less what we understand to be real, or what matter we understand to be real is in fact just a mistaken perception.
我们的意识啊，我们的意识，我们的意识就是就创造这个，它有创造这个世界的力量，它有三个时候，三个时间，它会创造世界。第一个是我们的这个意识当中，我们去想啊，去想某一个人或者是某一个经典啊，某一个地方。比如说我们从来没有去过这个地方啊，然后有人来描述啊这地方的这个大自然啊，然后就是建筑物、人文风情啊，这样子以后呢，我们的大脑里面或者是我们的意识当中呢，就产生了一个画面啊。那这个画面它虽然不是很清楚啊，没有像我们做梦的时候那么清楚，没有像现实生活这么清楚，但是呢，它可以完全，它可以构造出一个世界啊，这是一个。另外一个呢，没有人跟他讲啊，就是我自己可以心里想啊，完全可以想得出来一个世界啊，可以创造出一个世界。所以我们的医师，他第一个这个时候虽然不是很清楚，比较模糊，但是他可以创造一个世界，这是一个。然后呢，第二个阶段是我们做梦的时候啊，做梦的时候呢，他在白天在现实生活当中所思考的这些东西，然后在梦里面呢变得更加的清楚啊。这个我们很多时候就是说啊，这个很多时候我们白天想的啊，晚上做梦的时候会梦到啊，所以叫做日说思，夜说梦啊，就是我们白天去像一个人或者像一个事情啊，然后不是很清楚，比较模糊，但是梦里面它变成一个特别特别清楚的啊，但是我们醒来了以后呢，我们知道它是假的啊。虽然我们知道梦，我们醒过来的时候知道是梦啊，但是呢，我们正在这个处于梦的这个做梦的阶段的时候呢，我们的感觉啊，这个世界给我们带来的感觉一点都不比啊现实生活 假啊，它跟现实生活一模一样真实。嗯，这是第二个阶段。然后第三个阶段呢，我们的意识又开始创造世界啊。那么这个就是我们刚才讲的，他创造了一个蓝色的啊树，他创造了一个这个建筑物啊，这个。以前可能很早时候讲这样子的道理的话，可能很多人在讲啊哲学的唯心主义啊，唯心主义的思想其实不是啊，这就是科学的结论。嗯，所以我们不能不接受这个啊，虽然我们的眼睛现在是看不到，但是真实的物质的真实的啊，它的真实的情况就是这样子，所以我们的意识三个时候，三个阶段当中创造世界。
So our minds in fact have great power to create worlds, and there are three times or three ways in which this happens. The first is when we think about something. Maybe someone tells us about a person or a place that we have never seen, and it is possible in our minds and in our brains to come up with an image of this a person or a place, even though it might not be as clear as an image that we might experience in our everyday lives or in a dream. Nevertheless, it's possible for us to come up with images ourselves in our minds through imagining them. It's also possible to do this without someone telling us about something. It's possible for us to conjure up images ourselves. The second time or moment occasion when our minds create worlds is when we are dreaming. Things that we think about, things that we contemplate in our daytime hours manifest more clearly in our dreams. So persons or things that perhaps weren't so clear when we were thinking about them in our daytime hours become very clear when we're dreaming. Of course, when we wake up, we know that our dream is not real. However, when we are in our dream, what we are experiencing is in no way less real than that which we experience in our ordinary lives.
好，第三个阶段就是我们刚才讲的啊，我们的现实生活当中，这本书也是我们的视觉，它的形状、它的颜色都是我们的视觉创造出来的。然后我们现在正在听的啊，这个声音也是我们自己的大脑里面的一个画面。说话的人啊，没有说出声音，只不过人的喉咙的声带震动了一下，其他什么都没有做啊。然后震动了以后呢，就在这个嘴巴边上的空气里面呢，产生了一种压力波，然后这个压力波就是传到了每一个人的耳边，然后这个压力波震动了每一个人的啊这个耳膜，然后每一个人就认为我们听到了这个说话的人的声音啊，但是我们听到的不是说话的人的声音，而是我们自己的大脑或者是我们的意识里面产生的一个啊错，一个感觉，一个感受。
The third occasion when our minds exhibit the power to create worlds of their own is in our everyday lives. So, for example, this blue book that we are seeing here, all of these things that we perceive in our everyday life are created by our sense faculties. So an example is sound. In fact, sound is a perception in our minds. Despite the fact that everyone thinks they are currently listening to the sound of the the voice of the speaker in actual fact. All that is taking place is the speaker is vibrating his vocal cords. This is creating a pressure wave in the atmosphere. This is traveling to the ears of the members of the audience, which are being stimulated, and everyone believes that they are hearing the voice of the speaker, but in actual fact, all it is a sensation or an experience produced in the mind.
然后啊，科学到目前还没有解决的问题，就是最最最小的啊。基本的离子，再小的东西，最终的物质的这个基本的这个单位，它现在还没有突破啊，还没有打破。然后佛教里面呢，就是通过佛教的这个思维的方式，就把最小的啊，这个最物质的最小不能小的，小的不能再小的这个单位，佛教里面呢。用佛教的这个思维的方式把这个也打破了，那么这个也打破了以后呢，然后现在没有什么物质了，所有的这个物质是我们自己的这个感官创造出来的。其实这就是一个学术上的问题实际上最最最小的这个大破也好，没有大破也好，这个对我们来说不是很重要。为什么呢？我们的生活当中永远都接触不到这个最小的东西啊。我们看到的，我们听到的，我们闻到的啊，我们尝到的，我们摸到的，接触到的这些物种感官所接触的，全部都叫做宏观世界，它不是微观世界。然后。宏观世界这个里面呢根本就接触不到我们刚才讲的最最最小的这些东西，我们现在看到的这些都是使我们自己的感官创造出来的一个这样子的世界就像我们梦里面的这个世界本质上是完全是一样的。
So science has not yet resolved what the absolute smallest unit of matter is. However, this is something that Buddhist philosophy, through its methods, has been able to resolve. In the end, in fact, all matter is understood to be created by our minds. But in actual fact, whether or not we do solve or establish what the smallest particle or matter is in fact irrelevant because we never have contact, we never encounter this smallest unit, these smallest units in our lives. All that we see, all that we hear, all that we touch and taste and smell corresponds with the gross or the macro level of reality. We don't encounter the micro level, as it were. So our contact is with a world that is produced by our senses, and this world in its basic essence is the same as a dream world.
这样子以后呢，我们可以说，如果我们的感官如果再把它提升提升到一定的层次的时候呢，这个世界就一定会发生巨大的变化，巨大的变化。因为我们刚才讲这个旋火轮，这个火轮我们刚才讲的这个旋转的这个火轮，如果我们的这个我们的眼睛的这个灵敏度稍微再高一点的话这个旋火轮转得再快，它不会成为一个圆心的火光，它永远都不会，我们看得清清楚楚的，就是一个火的一个亮点在移动，它永远都不会在我们的眼里就变成了一个环形的。 如果用这种眼睛啊，用这种眼睛看这本书啊，然后这本书它根本就不是啊密度这么高的一本一张纸啊，根本就不是。然后他把这个纸每一个纸啊纸张上面的每一个分子原子，然后他们电子的转动都是看得清清楚楚的。但是这样子的话，我们可能是没有办法生活了。
So, if it were possible for us to refine our sense faculties to elevate their level, then the world around us would manifest, significant changes. So, if we take the example of the ring of fire, if our eyes, had a higher resolution than what they currently do, then if we were to look at the ring of fire, we wouldn't see it as a ring. We would just see a stick of fire moving in a circle. We wouldn't, see the, illusion of a ring or a circle. And if we were to look at this book with elevated or refined eye senses, then we wouldn't see, this paper at such density as we do, we would be able to perceive the, atoms and molecules and spinning electrons and so forth. We would be able to see these very clearly. However, it would not be possible probably for us to lead an ordinary life with this kind of perception.
所以啊，这个世界它到底是长什么样子啊？不是这个世界它来决定，而是我们的感官来决定。
So this world, the appearance of this world is, not determined by the external appearance of the world, it's determined by our senses.
所以我们的感官啊，跟这个外面的世界，它正好它们两个是非常相应的啊，合作的非常的好。所以我们在这个一个非常迷茫的情况下，我们可以活到一辈子，走的时候我们都还没有发现自己被骗了。
So in actual fact, our five senses collaborate or cooperate very well with the external world. And because of their collaboration, we exist in a very confused way. And many of us don't realize even when we leave the earth that we have been cheated.
好，现在我们理论上大家都知道了啊，就是我们这个世界完全是我们的感官创造出来的一个世界。如果我们在我们的这个感官的变动上面下了一些功夫啊，这样子这个世界一定会发生变化。就像我们从梦里醒过来一样，我们也在这个现实生活当中完全是可以醒过来的。但是到底我们要不要醒过来啊，是我们自己决定啊。如果我们觉得我不需要啊，我觉得这个世界不管是真是假的，反正对我来说很真实，我就在活在这个世界里面，我不需要看到它的真相啊，我就在这个里面过得好啊，过得开心啊就可以了，我不需要去寻找真什么真理啊，那这样子可以，这也是一个选择。那这样子的话，我们可以走人天佛教啊，人天佛教就是啊，我们相信轮回，相信因果，然后尽量的信善断恶啊，这样子就可以了，没有别的要求。所以我们可以在这个生活当中啊，这个世界里面它虽然是假的，但是呢，我们可以活得很好的啊，或对我们来说，这个已经是很啊很真实，非常的真实。所以我们不需要考虑那么多，我们不需要 担忧，有一天这个世界会不会在我的眼里瓦解了、崩溃了？不会的，永远不会的，因为我们的刚才我们讲的，我们的感官跟这个配合的非常好的，所以有一天如果我们下一次再回来的时候呢，我们换了一个感官回来的话，那我们看到的世界就不是这样子。就像我们人看到的世界和狗看到的这个，比如说人闻到的气味和狗闻到的气味不一样一样。那这个时候如果我们长了另外一种感官，换了另外一个感官回来，回到这个地球上，那就会有变化。那这一生当中呢，不会有任何的变化，所以我们可以安心的生活。
So we now understand that in theory, the world is created by our five senses, that by being diligent in making changes to our sense faculties, then it is possible that the world, in fact, around us will change. So it is possible for us to wake up from the dream, however, whether or not we want to or not is something that we need to decide for ourselves. It's not necessary that we do so. It's possible to lead a very happy life within the dream. If we feel that it's quite fine to live this kind of existence, that it's, even though it might not be real, it's still quite fine to be existing in this dream state, then this is a choice that is available to us. And if we make this choice, then we can follow the worldly vehicle of Buddhist practice. This is essentially entails having belief in karmic cause and effect and doing positive action and abandoning negative action. It doesn't require us, however, to go beyond this, the apparent reality of the world that we are living in. It's possible for us to live a good life in this state. We don't have to worry that one day it will collapse. We don't have to worry about this all because our senses collaborate very successfully with the external nature of the world. However, if one day we were to return to this world, not in this lifetime, in another lifetime, if we were return to the world with a different set of sense faculties, then we would perceive it in a very different way. So just as the way that humans and dogs perceive things to be different, it would be possible for us to perceive the world very different with elevated or refined sense faculties. However, there is no need to worry for the purposes of this life. Nothing will happen if we choose to exist in this life, interacting with this level of reality. We can do so with peace of mind.
好，在这个虚拟的世界里面，可以安心的生活，但是这样子下去的话，那生老病死的这个痛苦永远都没办法解决，然后永远都没有办法明白这个生命和人生世界的真相这个是活得很茫然很茫然。就佛教就这佛教里面这叫做无明无明就是无知，我们什么都不知道我们从哪里来，去哪里，然后我们现在的这个状态，这个世界到底我们看到的到底是什么，我们听到的到底是什么，这些我们都不会没办法这个看得很清楚，虽然我们理论上稍微知道一点，但是很模糊，没有办法亲自去体会那如果走这条路的话，那就是这样子，所以我们没有办法解决生老病死的问题。
So even though it's in this illusory world, it's possible for us to live peaceful lives. Nevertheless, it's not possible living in this illusory world to solve the sufferings of cyclic existence or to understand the truth of life. So as a result, we will still live in a very confused way, or to use a Buddhist word, we will live with great ignorance. We won't understand from where we come. We won't understand what is the nature of the state that we are existing in, what it is that we're seeing, what it is that we're hearing. So maybe we might understand a bit in theory about the illusory nature of the world. This isn't something that we personally are able to experientially understand. And for this reason, it's not possible for us to transcend the sufferings of birth, degeneration, illness, and death.
好，这个是第一个选择。然后第二个选择，如果我们不愿意活得这么迷茫如果我想了解一下这个真实的情况，想突破这个感官的各种各样的错觉就是我想把这个我各种各样的这个错觉当中，我想把自己解放出来那这样子的话，那就是要首先我们刚才了解了以后呢，再去打坐去思考去大左思考，否则的话理论上我们知道的这个知识，它永远都是一个只停留在知识的层面，所以在生活当中呢不起任何的作用比如说我们知道这个颜色是不存在的，是我自己头脑里面的，然后等等等等都知道了，但是呢回到现实生活的时候呢还就是一样的，还是该怎么样就怎么样，所以没有解决任何的问题。如果我们想解决问题，那就要从此以后就开始打坐，要把这些知识消化把这个理论的这个理论上的这个知识，把它转化为我们自己的亲身的体会，这样子在现实生活当中会起到作用。
So this is the first choice that is available to us. The second choice is one that we can make if we are not willing to live in such a confused and ignorant way. If we wish to go beyond the mistaken perception of our sense faculties, if we want to be liberated from this mistaken perception.If this is the case, that then after having understood in theory the illusory nature of the world, it's necessary for us to contemplate it in meditation. Otherwise, this understanding just remains at the theoretical level. It's of no use to us. So colors, for example, we understand they don't exist in reality, that they're just a perception in our brains. However, when we return to our ordinary life, it's just the same as it always was. So it's necessary that we digest our theoretical knowledge, that we transform it into our own personal experience and understanding, and only then will it be of use to us.
今天我们就是这个讲这个空心呢，通过五理学的一些方法来告诉大家，这是为了大家能够容易理解。然后我们可以进一步的去学一学佛教的这个般若波罗蜜多行经，或者是这个中观那么这个中观里面呢，它有非常非常多的逻辑推理的方法，然后这些推理这个理论完全可以达到，最后可以达到这些所有的这些我们看到的听到的这些物质，最终它就是一种虚拟的不存在的，它完全可以达到这个程度。所以呢金刚经里面也就讲一切有为法，有为法就是有因有缘的这些物质精神 叫做游为法啊，然后入梦幻泡影啊，都是入梦，就像做梦的时候梦里看到的一样，入梦入幻就是魔术师啊变出来的啊，这个幻想一样，入梦入幻入袍就是睡袍一样，没有实质性的东西的所以佛教这个通过佛教的逻辑我们可以进一步的去思考，然后思考了以后呢，当我们这个通过这个思考深深的体会到这个世界是虚拟的是一个不真实的，有一个特别强的这样子的感受的时候呢，然后我们就停止思考，在这个感受当中停留下来安住，这个叫做简单的说就叫做秀空心。
So tonight we have explained emptiness using the convenience of physics, so that everyone would understand it more easily. We can go on to further study the Heart Sutra and Madhyamaka philosophy. In the Madhyamaka tradition, there is a great deal of logic and logical reasoning that can be made use of to establish that all of what we see, hear, smell, touch, etc. is illusory, not real. In the Diamond Sutra, it is said that all conditioned phenomena are like a dream, like an illusion, like a bubble. So via, through Buddhist logic and logical reasoning, it's possible for us to contemplate this further. And through contemplating this, we can arrive at a profound experience, experiential understanding that the world is illusory. And in our contemplation, when we arrive at a very strong sense that the world is unreal, illusory, etc., at this point we stop our contemplation and we abide in this state. And this is what we call cultivating emptiness or meditating on emptiness.
然后我们通过这个观察，通过这个观察的方法去观察任何一个物质，我们听到的，我们看到的任何一个物质啊，最终我们就可以观察到这个结论，就是说它是我们的感官当中就出现了一个这样子的幻觉，出现了一种错觉，但是它本质上就是一个虚拟的这个现象，它没有真实性啊。任何一个东西我们可以这样子推理，最终可以得到一个这种结果，然后得到了这样子的结果的时候啊，然后我们又停下来，不去观察，然后就安住啊，用佛教的话叫安住，就是停留在这个感受当中啊，深深的体会到这是错觉，这是这个不真实啊，这是空心啊，这样子的时候，有一个非常强烈的这种感受的时候，然后就立即停留啊，保持啊，维持这个感受，然后就维持一分钟、两分钟、五分钟都可以，然后就保持，然后又开始产生了一个其他的杂念的时候呢，然后不要让杂念产生啊，然后又回去去观察观察任何一个物质都可以去观察最后又会得到一个很强烈的感受的时候，又在这个感受当中停下来那这样子轮流观察停留，观察又停留，这叫做观修观修，通过观察来修空心。
So through this process of analytical investigation, we can bring to mind any kind of matter or material object and reach the same conclusion that in fact matter is a mistaken perception produced by our senses, despite the fact that we perceive it to be a particular way. It is in fact illusory in nature. So when we arrive at this conclusion, when we arrive at a particularly strong sense or a strong understanding of the illusory or unreal or empty nature of phenomena, then we again stop at this point. We don't think any further and simply abide in this feeling, and we seek to maintain this state, whether it be for 1 or 2 or 5 minutes. When the next thought emerges, then we don't let it continue. We return to contemplating another example, another matter, and we continue with this kind of practice, investigating or observing, and then when arriving at a very strong sense of the illusory nature of phenomena, again abiding in this state without thinking. So by practicing in this way, we go about meditating on meditation or cultivating meditating on emptiness or cultivating emptiness through observation or through analysis.
好，然后呢，我们啊，这一章呢，我们给大家简单的介绍了这个《心经》啊，讲的色即是空，空即是色，色不异空，空不异色，就是这个物质跟这个空心这两个是分不开的，分不开啊，因为空心和物质啊，它是分不开，因为这个物质，我们现在看到的物质，它就是一种错觉，因为它是错觉，所以它是空心啊，因为它是空心，所以它是错觉，所以这两个是分不开的，所以叫做色不异空，空不异色。
So the four lines from the Heart Sutra, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness is no other than form, form is only emptiness, emptiness is only form. So we have shown that that matter and emptiness are in fact inseparable from each other. Matter is a mistaken perception, and therefore it is empty. And because it is empty, therefore it is a mistaken perception.
好，然后呢，心经里面的其他的内容，剩下来的其他的内容，就是我们啊，这个佛经里面讲无云里面的色，我们已经讲完了。然后就是啊，手想心识亦复如此啊。那么手是我们的感受啊，痛苦快乐这样子的感受，手想。是我们的各种各样的观念啊，各种各样的见解，各种各样的观念。手相行就是我们的行动，物质和精神的活动，它的行动，还有一部分的念头也在里面啊。然后最后就是识就是我们的精神世界，那么前面的三个也是精神世界的一个变化，一个过程。所以呢，我们把这个精神世界，也就是我们的意识啊，知道它是空心，这样子的话，那么其他的三个也就知道是空心，因为这几个是分不开的。因为这个手相心，这些都是我们的意识的一特点。然后意识啊，我们证悟了它是空心，那么其他的自然也就能够证悟到空性。我们最后的这个无云当中的这个手相心识， 然后这些都是我们的精神啊，精神的也不同的特点。所以我们把我们的精神意识真武它是空心的话，那么手相行啊，这些也就自然的就可以真武空心。
So in terms of the five different aggregates or the five skandhas that make up different components of our mind, once we so in understanding or in realizing that our minds are empty, then because feeling, ideas, formation, the other skandhas are all aspects of our mind, then in realizing the emptiness of our mind, then we realize the emptiness of these others as well.
那么这个我们最终需要的就是要真无我们的心，我们的每一个念头啊，都是空心啊，也都是虚幻。这样子的话，我们内心当中的所有的这些问题，所有的烦恼，也就一下子就可以解决。
So what we ultimately need to do is to realize the emptiness of our minds, to realize the emptiness of every single thought. And in realizing that every single thought is empty, is illusory in nature, then all of our suffering can be immediately resolved.
好，这样子以后啊，我们因为今天这个时间的关系，我们还有一些这个修法是没有办法讲完。我们今天讲的是外在的空心啊，空心在大乘佛教里面呢，有四种空心，有十六个空心，有二十个空心，空心就会分很多很多的空心。那么我们今天讲的这个空心呢，叫做外空心啊。外空心是外在的物质，知道是空心，真无是空心，这叫做外空心啊。然后内空心就是我们内在的精神啊，也就知道是空心，那这叫做内空心。然后呢，我们的这个自我啊，还有就是无我，除了精神，除了物质这两个以外呢，没有我们的身体上面呢，没有身体的里里外外，没有别的东西，除了这个物质，除了精神，没有别的东西啊。那么物质和精神都最后都变成虚幻，我们都知道是虚幻的话，那么这个自我也是没有办法苟结啊。自我因为它的基础是物质和精神，那么现在物质和精神都是空心啊，都是不真实，这样子，那自然啊，我们的自我也就是一种抽象的概念。
So, because of time this evening, it's not possible for us to go into other practice methods concerning emptiness. What we have looked at tonight is external emptiness, or rather emptiness of phenomena. There are many different categorizations of emptiness. There's a categorization of emptiness into 4 types, 16 types, and 20 types. So there is different levels of emptiness. In addition to emptiness of phenomena, there is also, or external emptiness, there is also inner or internal emptiness. And this refers to the emptiness of self. So aside from mind and matter, there is nothing else that makes up the self. And if both of these are established as illusory, then it is not possible to sustain the idea of a self, or inherently existing self. And if this is not possible to sustain, then the self emerges as just an abstract concept.
好，这样子我们啊，希望大家首先去思考一下，我们到底要不要从这个这个蒙当中啊醒过来，需不需要？要就深入的去了解一下，啊，就深深的去。如果需要，如果我们确定我要醒过来，那这样子我们就是要一步一步的去修。那么首先我们就先消化一下我们昨天和今天讲的这个空心，虽然这个空心还没有降完，但是也降了一部分的空心啊。这个二十个空心当中呢，我们就讲了一个空心啊，外在的这个空心啊。那外在的空心很重要，因为我们的很多很多的烦恼是来自于外面的这个世界，因为我们把外面的东西执着特别的执着他们，然后经常给我们制造了很多很多的烦恼。那么我们如果去认真的去修的话，在现实生活当中一定是有帮助的。
So, everyone needs to give thought to whether or not, wish to wake up from the dream, whether or not waking up from the dream is something you wish to do. If the answer to this is yes, then, we need to go about practice step by step. And, first we need to begin by digesting what we learned yesterday evening and tonight about emptiness. Even though we weren't able to finish, or completely, address emptiness, we were only able to talk about one of the 20 different kinds of emptiness, that is external emptiness. Nevertheless,this is a very important one because so much of our suffering comes from our attachment to objects and things in the, external world. So if we are able to diligently practice and contemplate this, then it will bring us a great deal of benefit.
好，如果我们想提前了解这个其他的空心，那这样子大家可以上网去搜索，可以上这个慧灯之光的网。那么这个上面呢，有很多曾经讲过的无我的这个无我的修法，还有就是主要是我们内心是怎么是虚幻的，怎么不真实的，这方面的一些观察的方法，还有我们对自我的一些观察的方法讲的很多。如果大家先想提前了解的话，大家可以通过网络了解啊。要不然的话呢，我们如果不是想提如果不太想提前了解的话，那么先把我们今天讲的和昨天讲的修，那修好了以后呢，然后以后还会有机会，到时候我们可以进一步的把其他的这些空心的这些修法可以介绍给大家，这个就需要一点时间。
So for those of you who would, like to learn in advance about the other types of emptiness, then you can go online to the Wisdom Light website. And, here there is a lot of, information about, particularly non-self meditation. And, these are investigation methods, logical investigation methods for establishing the illusory and unreal nature of self. So, you can, learn via the internet. If you are not, concerned to learn about these other forms of emptiness in advance, then first contemplate what we have spoken about yesterday and tonight. And in the future, there will be more opportunities to introduce to you the other kinds of emptiness, practice meditation practices, contemplative practices associated with them. However, this is something that requires a bit of time.
然后最后就介绍一下我们证悟了以后是什么样子。那 我们昨天也有位师兄也提到这个问题了，我们可能很多人也担心，那我们证悟了以后呢，这个世界我们都知道，这个都是虚拟的，都是虚假的，没有真实的东西，这样子以后我们是不是没办法生活了？我们会不会这个没办法正常的生活？那或者是说我们会不会这些这个生活当中对生活不感兴趣等等都不会的我们比如说我们就用一个比喻来讲，比如说我们正在做梦的时候，我们知道我现在在做梦，但是呢梦还是继续做我知道它是梦，这样子以后呢这个梦就不会给我带来了太多太多的这个欲望，然后也不会太带来太多的恐惧和烦恼，但是梦可以继续做。
So finally, I'd just like to talk briefly about what it is like after we have realized emptiness. What is it like after we have done this? Last night there was a question from the audience. This is something that many people might be concerned about. Once we realize or understand that the world is illusory, then will it no longer be possible for us to live normal lives? Well, the answer to this is no. It's not the case that we won't be able to live normal lives or that we will lose all interest in life either. And we can use an example to illustrate this. So in a dream, we might realize that we are dreaming, understand that we are dreaming, but nevertheless the dream continues. However, in understanding that we are dreaming, the dream doesn't produce much desire in us, or much suffering, or much fear. So it is, it's possible for us to keep dreaming despite understanding that we are having a dream.
那不一样的地方是什么呢？比如说我们现在生活的动力，就是第一个是无明无知，第二个就是欲望现在我们就靠这两个。一个是愚昧无明，另外一个就是愚妄，就依靠这两个生存生活，这是我们的生存生活的动力。那么证悟了以后呢，这两个没有了但是这个时候我们还是可以这个生活生存那个时候的动力不一样，那个时候的动力就变成了慈悲心还有一个责任感慈悲心、责任感，还有义务就是主要是这些，这些就变成了我们的生存的目标、生存的动力、生活的动力。
So the difference between the non-realized state and the realized state is that at the moment the primary motivating force in our lives is our ignorance and desire. We essentially rely on these two in order to exist. However, after we have realized emptiness, then these two motivating forces don't exist any longer. Nevertheless, it is still possible we can still continue to live. And we will do so with new forces motivating us, namely compassion, a sense of duty, and a sense of responsibility.
好，我们今天的课就讲到这里，希望大家就花一点时间哪怕是10分钟或者20分钟也可以试一试这个空心大家训练一下，然后呢就是下一次我们在这个基础上可以进一步的去了解，进一步的可以去学习那如果这些基础的都只是听，然后都不去做训练不去消化，这样子的话就没有很大的意义，所以希望大家有时间的时候去修一修。
So everyone, it would be great if you could contemplate what we have learned about emptiness, whether it be for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. This is something that we can continue to learn about. If we just listen to the teachings but don't put them into practice, we don't contemplate or reflect on them or don't digest them, then there's no great meaning in just listening to them. So I hope everybody is able to bring them to their practice.
然后我们最后大家开始做回向。啊，我们今天的这个善根分享给天下所有的众生，愿天下所有的众生能够健康、幸福、快乐，最终很快就能够超越生死轮回，以这样子的发愿做回向。
So that was a transmission of the Heart Sutra, and now we are going to end tonight's teaching with a dedication of the merit that we have generated. And in dedicating our merit, we do so with the wish that in sharing our merit with all beings, they may achieve health and happiness and very quickly transcend the sufferings of cyclic existence.
Sunam deyi damja zibanya tomne nibe janan banje Jirga nanje valon jibay Jibim zolin jowa jowar sho Oma ahom banzirang jibamba sadhong Oma ahom banzirang jibamba sadhong Oma ahom banzirang jibamba sadhong 谢谢大家阿弥陀佛